Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, right at the end of the show yesterday, you may have missed this if you don't listen after six. And you know that if you don't listen after six, that does make me a little bit mad, doesn't
it? You start slamming the desk and going red.
It makes me mad. Because we're until seven, and some people I know don't listen after six, and that's bad because you miss loads of good stuff. Like the amazing discovery we found yesterday. Now, this guy is all over YouTube at the moment, and since we mentioned him yesterday, he is now the most viewed thing on YouTube today. His name is Chris Crocker. He's off of America, and he is a big fan of Britney Spears. Now, we've uncovered some more footage. I just want to give you a little bit more background about him, okay? Because I think he might be the biggest Britney Spears fan in the world. Do you want to hear why he likes her so much?
I would love to.
I don't like Britney just when she's glitzy. I like Britney when she looks homeless. I like Britney when her hair extensions, her tracks are showing. I like Britney when her head is shaven and she looks down and out. Because I love Britney. Okay? Not the persona, the person.
I've also found a really quite disturbing video of him where he is just laid amongst loads of Britney books and albums, and the whole of his walls and the whole of his floor, so you can't see any carpet, is completely covered in Britney memorabilia.
What, like that girl in American Beauty?
Just like that.
So instead of being covered by rose petals,
I love Britney stuff. I don't care about the rumors that she's a bad parent. I don't care about any of the rumors. I don't care if she never feeds her kids again, quite frankly. I love Britney for Britney.
He likes the down and out look.
He ought to care that she feeds her kids.
I think so.
Britney, show that cooch, shave that head. I'm with you, girl, to the very end and then some. And if any Britney haters got something to say, this is a public death threat to you.
Right, so...
Show that what?
Show the cooch, shave the head. Don't know what that means. And he's saying, basically, that if you got something to say about Britney, he will track you down, he will find you, and this is a public death threat to you. And listening to him, you don't sound that scared. You don't feel that scared, do you, at the moment?
No, partly because I'm trying to work out what that word means, but, you know.
Don't go there.
No, let's move on.
Okay.
Right, so this is the bit we played last night. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on Radio 1 Online. Britney Spears did her kind of comeback performance over the weekend at the MTV Video Music Awards in front of loads of stars like 50 Cent and Justin Timberlake, her ex, rubbish, and P. Diddy. All the big American stars. Kanye was there. And it wasn't the best performance she's ever done. She kind of stumbled around a bit and kind of looked like she didn't want to be there.
Oh, she's just getting back into the groove.
Yeah, exactly. Get a bit rusty after a few years.
You
don't
do,
you?
Don't
it's
you?
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, you know?
Like,
you know what I mean? Just takes a while till you can hop back on and just go with it again.
Anyway, Chris, remember, Britney's biggest fan. He wasn't happy about the Britney haters and what they were saying about the performance.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through? She lost her aunt. She went through a divorce. She's a human! Leave her alone! Leave Britney alone!
He's not happy.
Well spotted.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now! I mean it. Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me.
You hear that, Chopper? If you've got a problem with Britney, you deal with him, yeah?
I'm too scared.
I love Britney. I love Britney. I love you, Britney. Just know that, okay? Just know that.
Oh, bless. Anyway, there's loads of him all over YouTube if you want to go and check him out. His name is Chris Crocker, and the videos just get weirder as you move down the YouTube list.
I think I should stop taking the mick out of Geek World, you know.
Why?
I think a few of them on there are like that.
Don't
about you.
Don't take the mickey out of Scott. He's only human.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, I don't know if anyone's been watching Hollyoaks lately. Oh, my God. It's all...
Well, we haven't, have we?
It's all going off.
How can we watch Hollyoaks?
It's on at various times on E4.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
So, and there's an omnibus at the weekend, which I often catch.
Sunday.
Sundays. Oh, T4.
No, that clashes with Goals on Sunday.
With Chris Girls on Sunday?
Goals on Sunday.
All right.
Girls on Sunday. No, Goals on Sunday with Chris Kamara.
Right. Anyway, let me fill you in. There's a guy called Craig, right?
Girls on Sunday is quite a good TV programme.
It does. Yeah. Sounds like it should be on Nuts TV. More on that at 5:45.
Anyhow, sorry. Yeah.
So, there's a guy called Craig, mm-hmm. who's been going out with Sarah for ages.
Okay,
right? And they were having an engagement party at The Dog. Now, The Dog is the local pub in Hollyoaks.
Okay.
And you know, a bit like the Queen Vic in EastEnders, every time there's any kind of celebration, you know, birthday, anniversary...
Everything happens,
just like at the Vic. It's all in The Dog. There's only one venue there, and that is The Dog, right? You have never seen such high drama. Oh, my God. Well, you probably have, because the acting's not brilliant.
Did he fall in a cake like Phil?
No. Oh. Better than that. Sarah gets a text telling her to go upstairs and meet Craig, right?
Okay.
But she finds Craig and Jean-Paul having a canoodle together.
Right.
And Jean-Paul's a boy and everything.
Is he French?
No.
Oh, okay.
So she is really shocked by this because she finds him. Mm. She kind of stumbles back down the stairs and this is what happened.
He's been sleeping with his mate. He's gay. Just listen to me. Is that why you text me? Told me to go upstairs so I'd find you with him. Liar!
So Craig's like running after her. It's high drama.
Where's Jean-Paul at the moment?
Well, Jean-Paul is also running along as well. Oh, everyone's involved. And then, because she thinks that Craig has sent the text because he wants them to see what's going on. Right? But then Jean-Paul pipes up.
I sent it. I used your phone.
He sent it because he wanted Sarah to find them together. And then this happens, which is amazing. Everyone's involved.
I'll kill you!
You said you loved me!
You set me up! You confused me!
Jean-Paul, don't say
that! No, I'm sorry, Sarah! Look, I know that it was cruel, but I had to let you know. We love each other.
Come off me!
What, so one day you just thought, I wonder what the inside of John Paul's mouth tastes like?
That's right, one day Craig just thought, I wonder what the inside of John Paul's mouth tastes like, so he gave it a go.
Was John Paul sat on Craig all the way through that? Because it sounded like he was squashed.
They haven't got that far yet. Listen, it's all going on. Listen to that. God, such drama in Hollyoaks at the moment. But we were talking about this upstairs earlier, and me and Laura were saying, you know, we have these little chats.
Yeah.
If you're a bloke, right, would you prefer it if your partner did cheat, which is bad enough in the first place, right? Would you rather it was with a bloke or with a girl?
I think boys would always say they would prefer it with a girl.
Right. So you're a bloke, right?
You'd prefer your other half to cheat. Yeah,
you would, with a girl.
Yeah, with a girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
From a girl's point of view?
I think that I'd prefer it if James went off with another girl, because if he was gay, I'd kind of be a bit devastated and think that I was quite masculine.
And what about gay people? What do you think?
I don't know.
It's a hard. That is difficult.
That's more difficult.
That is really, really complicated.
You'd prefer him to go off with another girl than a boy, would you?
Why? I don't think that's true of most girls. I think most girls would totally prefer that the other way around.
Because my mate at university was going out with a boy who turned round a few months later and told her that he was gay, and she was devastated.
Right.
But she couldn't do anything about that, so...
Let me just speak to the one who doesn't speak, who today is a girl, to see what, see what she's saying. Opposite to Laura, you see.
She'd want her to go off with another boy.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, no, they're all coming in now. Right, let us know what you think. A-double-on-double-nine.
Is this a scientific survey?
What?
Is this a scientific
survey? No, I just want to know what people think.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Right, so it's a Wednesday, which means we get A-list celebrities to read out the Flirt Divert texts that come in. Every time I turn the Flirt Divert phone number on, it's just like thousands of texts beeping every other second.
Pictures.
So, There's pictures as well, which I don't look at. I just read the text.
Don't you?
No, I just read the text and I listen to the voicemail messages. Now, today, it's Cheggers. Now, could you explain to people, if they don't know, who Cheggers is?
I believe that he was on kids' TV in the 70s.
Yeah. And he's been on Moyles' show quite a lot lately.
And in the 80s as well.
Yeah.
And he also did a naked TV show for Channel 5.
Well, I vaguely remember that.
In the days before Channel 5 got very reputable.
Wasn't it some kind of safari show he was doing?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Strangely enough, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, because he had a safari hat on, and that was the only thing he was wearing.
And the whole country saw his... Yeah. Special. Also...
He just had on a helmet, and that was
just
it.
A helmet and nothing else. Also, am I going mad, or was he on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Or was he one of those people that gets to live in that nice hotel until someone drops out but doesn't actually go into the jungle? I think he might
have
been. I think so. He's either been on it or he
No, doesn't he go out there to do stuff for GMTV for it?
Oh, did he? Okay.
And he does that as well, doesn't he?
He does a bit of GMTV, yeah.
Wakes people up in their caravans and gives them 10 grand.
Hey, it's Cheggers. So, it's Cheggers today, reading out the Flirt About text. I have to warn you, he does a variety of silly voices just to kind of spice it up a bit. So here are some of the Flirt Divert texts.
Hiya, what mark is this, please? It's Carly.
Don't know why he does that voice at all.
What is this? I don't know.
Hiya, what mark is this, please? It's Carly.
What mark is this? So right. Carly obviously knows more than one mark, if you know what I'm saying, hey? And she's been given the Flirt Divert number. Next.
Are you in Windbam this year? TB. Kiss, 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 kiss.
What's wind band?
That's a... Isn't it a music thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it like wind
instruments? Like a recorder?
Yeah.
No, that's not a...
It is.
That's not wind, is it? Is that wind?
Or is that wood?
Is that wind or wood?
Well, it's not strings, is it?
It's not strings.
Well, spotted.
What about bassoon? Is that
wind? That's wind.
That's wind.
Yeah.
So how come that is wind by recorder? Is wood.
Well, maybe recorder is wind. I don't know.
Oh, the musical people will be on now. They will.
It's not the most fascinating debate.
Now, Cheggers takes it upon himself to do a very kind of deep voice in the next one, I will warn you.
Hey, honey, it's me, Ball. How you doing these days? I got dumped by my girlfriend, so anytime you fancy a... let me know.
Well, hey!
Right. That was his trademark at the end. Well, hey!
Did he add that?
Yeah.
It wasn't on
the actual text, no. So that's someone called Meatball. Some people are so forward, aren't they?
Sorry, it is woodwind.
Right.
Oh, good. It's woodwind. It can be both wood and wind.
Oh, good. I don't actually care. I stopped caring at least 10 seconds ago.
Ah, the group is woodwind.
Oh, I don't care.
Not wood or wind.
Don't care.
Go. Right.
So that person off of Meatball obviously has been dumped and now is phoning them for a bit of a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Hi, honey. It's Meatball here. Would you like to come around for a bit of a...
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
All right, next one from Cheggers.
If you still want to come to Liquid with us, call me back. Safe.
Now, that's an invitation, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Something wrong about Cheggers saying safe, innit? Now, this one is very interesting.
Hey, Mrs. Holyoaks, star, how you been? I'm working this week in Manc and stopping in the city centre, so maybe you could show me the sights, but maybe give Stockport a miss. Lol, kiss.
No offence to Stockport myself, that was just one of the texts that came
There's
in.
Nothing wrong with Stockport.
So, that means that someone from Holyoaks has given out the Flirt Divert number to someone. He did say Holyoaks, because he obviously doesn't know what Holyoaks is.
Hey, Mrs. Holyoaks. Hello, Pudding, it's Sean. Why not call me back? Is it because what I said about your bro? I didn't mean that he smells.
Right, you can see why they got given the number, really.
Ate London already, been here 10 minutes and ate it. Bring back Birmingham kiss.
So that's someone from Birmingham that doesn't like London very much.
He did that in a Birmingham accent as well.
He's so versatile.
You think your life is bad? Try being an egg.
What?
You think your life is bad? Try being an egg.
Okay. The Flirt Divert number is 0770-774-914. It gets texts, random ones, and also voicemail messages. More from Cheggers a bit later. Radio 1. Radio 1. See, Russian men aren't going to be watching the football tonight. Oh, no. They know in their country how to put a lady first. That's right. Surely some Russian men will be taking a bit of time off from the jiggy day to have a look at the match, won't
well,
they?
Well, if Russia is 4 hours ahead, which I don't know whether it is.
And three, I think.
Oh, well, they'll get the second half then, because that'll kick off at 9 o'clock here, yeah. Which will be midnight Russia into the next day. They can stop getting jiggy with it then.
Right.
They'll get the second half.
They're getting
in the first half.
Ooh.
Cup of tea at half time. Watch the second half.
Right. Yeah, they're getting busy today in Russia. They need more people in their country. The population is falling. And if anyone has a baby exactly 9 months from today, on Russia's National Day, they win a prize. Have a baby, win a food blender. It's brilliant. Right, so I've called some Russians earlier today, seeing if they are getting it on. Mm. And if not, would they like to? Now, a warning that this next bit does contain me speaking Russian to Russian people. And they pick up...
You have many hidden talents, don't
see?
You?
See? Just some stuff that you just don't always bring to the radio. I've got it. Check out my linguistics. Right? So this is me calling them and then picking up their big red phone with the dial on the front, which I'm imagining they probably have.
Right.
Hello?
Здравствуйте.
That means hello.
Hello.
Давай займемся.
Минутку, moment.
Right, that is a very funny.
What did that mean? Hello, I'm the Mills.
I said hello, and I asked if she wanted to get it on.
Well, straight away?
Yeah. And I think she said, I'll just get my mum.
I think she just laughed at you.
No, I think, because we've run this by an actual Russian person, I think she said, I'm going to get my mum. If you speak Russian and you know any different, then text me on 81199.
Did you just ring somebody at random?
Yeah.
Not knowing who it was or their age?
No, but they know all about it, because today's a big day in Russia. It's a national holiday. They all know about it.
Right, okay.
Right, so then her mum actually comes on.
Hello?
Hello.
Здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте. Я горяч как печка и хочу развлечься.
Очень оригинально.
Да. Oh, she
now, you there, it sounded to me like you said, I'm very lechy.
No. Would you like to know what I said to her mum?
Yeah.
I said, hello. And then, я горяч как печка.
Right. See, that's what I heard. Very lechy.
Which means, I'm hot just like an oven. I need some loving.
Right.
That's probably why she put the phone down.
It rhymes in English, does that, but not in, yeah. In Russian.
So I thought, let's call again.
Hello.
Вы сегодня будете драться?
Отключите еще разочек.
I don't know what the answer was.
They're laughing at you, though.
I asked her if she was going for it today.
Right.
Okay.
They're laughing at you. They don't approve of your chat-up technique.
Well, that's why I get a little bit more full-on now.
Давай займемся.
No.
Да.
Что да?
Right.
Now, that sounded like I'm a bit flimsy.
No, I said, let's get it on, and she went, well, you can hear it.
Давай займемся.
No.
Да.
No, still no.
No, still no.
Ooh, jebka. Now I started getting a bit pervy and saying, ooh, baby, okay?
Oh,
which
I don't
want to
hear
gross.
This.
Okay.
I don't want to hear this.
Ooh, jebka.
Давай займемся.
Я горяч как печка.
Да это я уже слышала, что ты горяч как печка.
That was her saying, I already know you're hot like an oven. Now what are you going to do about it? Yeah, baby. Seriously, this is happening. I am getting somewhere with the ladies in Russia on Jiggy Day.
Have they got you on speakerphone?
It sounds like it. They're all having a good old laugh.
Я тебе
радую. I mess it up a bit at that point.
Yeah.
Что ты задоришь? Не могу, такой смешной.
Yeah, you're right. They are laughing at me, aren't they? Not.
I think they're feeling sorry for you.
Now, I do think I'm getting somewhere in this bit.
Давай займемся.
Займемся?
Да.
Ну, давай займемся.
Right, so I'm saying let's get it on, and she's going, okay then, let's get it on.
You've worn her down.
Yeah. And then I'll get well, pervy.
Ooh, djebtka.
Она говорит, у детка, отлично. Все, мы уже заняли, что ли?
Ooh, djebtka.
Right, okay, that didn't work really, did it?
What was that, ooh, baby again?
I was going, oh, baby, yeah, yeah.
And what did she say?
I've no idea. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, hello, Radio 1.
Hi there, it's Stacey.
Hello, Stacey, where are you today?
I'm in Glasgow, I'm just driving home.
How can I help?
I really think that it would be terrible if my fiancé went away with another guy. I'd much prefer him to go away with a girl, because otherwise I'd feel completely that I was completely rubbish, that I'd managed to turn him to, like, boys.
Oh, right, so you think, oh, I've turned him to boys.
I know, it would be a total slap in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it matters, really.
Definitely. I would feel like I was a total rubbish woman if I managed to make them now like boys.
But
I would much rather be with girls.
If they want to go off with someone else, I surely it doesn't matter whether it's a boy or
a girl. Yeah, feel
rubbish, you're going to feel pretty rubbish anyway, no?
Come on, it's different down there. Of course it's going to make a difference.
Okay, then. BBC Radio 1 Podcast. Right, you know pop stars are prone to the odd, you know, diva tantrum or two, aren't they?
Yes.
Would you like to hear the mother of all diva tantrums?
I love diva tantrums, yeah.
There's been quite a lot of them on today's show, and there's going to be more in a minute, because we're going to talk about Hollyoaks. Oh, my God.
Well, you're going to have a diva tantrum over Hollyoaks?
No, it's all going off. I'll tell you in a minute.
Is it?
First of all, if you've not heard this yet, we're obviously talking about Britney's performance at the MTV Music Awards, but Kanye West, he's having a lot of issues lately where he just goes off on one. Now, I've met him before, I've interviewed him a couple of times. He seems to be quite a kind of amiable bloke. Mm. He seems to be quite calm, quite collected. But this is what happened when he didn't get any awards at the VMAs. Listen to this.
MTV, tell them what the f*** I said. 5 nominations, lost the Black Eyed Peas last year, man. I'm never coming to MTV. Y'all find Britney. Get
ready. Walking through the doors. There are people all around at the moment going, oh my God, stop filming, stop filming, stop filming.
Man, that's 2 years in a row, man. Get off this goddamn, man. Give a chance, man. Give a black man a chance. I'm trying hard, man. I got the number one record, man. I'm trying, man. I don't give a chance, man. They don't want to that position, man. They don't want it, man!
Guys, stop filming, guys. God, that's worse than you on a bad day.
I think we're at a similar level, I think.
This
is National Radio 1.
Radio 1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.